There's no talk. It's really weird.
Welcome to Flipping Off, a purpose-driven podcast about flipping houses and making a difference.
Hello, hello. Melinda Boswell here, co-founder of New Wealth Advisors Club, or as we like to say, NWAC. And I'm still beginning of the year. We're still, we're still identifying Happy New Year. And we've been talking a lot about New Year's resolutions or lack thereof, and the idea of how starting off your new year and making resolutions and goal setting, how that can really impact you. Really, I think what we came to the conclusion of is that resolutions are really need to be goals. Otherwise, they're just kind of dreams. And so I think there's something to tradition and habits, right? And so I've created a habit for myself and now for the club, and I think for everybody else around me, sort of unintentionally, and that is choosing a word for the year. And how that has impacted my life, and I think the club's life, and even all those around me that are under my that I have influence on, in terms of the power of choosing one word that you kind of live by for the year. And let me just say, this was an unintentional habit that I created. I can't even take credit for, I thought this up and, I was going to have some intention behind it. I really didn't. And the first time that I picked a word for the year was in 2017. I didn't really understand what I was doing, but I just felt the word fearless in my spirit in 2017. And so I really took on 2017 with the word fearless. And how that showed up for me was a million different ways. It was so the word that I needed for 2017, because I had to eat a lot of frogs in 2017. And so 2018, I chose another word, which was love, which made me laugh. And sort of on accident in 2018, the beginning of 2018, I chose a word for the club. And I didn't choose it. It chose me. But I kept on feeling or hearing in my spirit from the end of 2017 until the beginning of 2018, stay in. I just heard stay in. And so everything that I was sharing with the club members and with my leadership team was to stay in. And I didn't really understand what that meant. And then we lost Dave in March of 2018. And then I was like, oh, right, stay in. Got it. So we lived through 2018 somehow, some way, by staying in and living in love. And so then I in 2019, came up with, there needs to be a word for the club. 2018 was to stay in. In 2019, we chose a word for the club, and it was legacy. And my personal word for 2019 was believe. So it's interesting as you start to look at how it all sort of falls together and makes perfect sense of a perfectly unscientific way of being, but how it guides and impacts and influences the way that your entire year goes when you choose one word. And so I think, for 2019, I needed to believe personally, right? And then legacy was the thing that I wanted to build on for the club. And legacy had a lot to do with all of us becoming very aware that what we do isn't just for today, it is for generations to come. And that's what legacy really is. And that's what the club is for us, is it is an opportunity for people to build legacy for the club, but really for each one of us personally, because the club offers an opportunity for people in all walks of life to be able to create an amazing life that they probably never even thought about. So for this year, for 2020, the word for the club is steward. And this has shown up so many different ways. And my personal word is live, because I'm choosing life for 2020. I feel like, in the last year and a half, has been almost 2 years now, have been survival for me in many ways. And so my word this year is live. And I don't know how that's going to play out, but I heard it, early last year. And I just wasn't sure, or I'm sorry, late last year. I wasn't sure if it was alive or if it was live. And then I got really clear that the word for me this year is to live. And whatever that looks like, I don't know. I'm going to see. It'll be interesting how it played out. But for my word being believe last year, I mean, it has shown up in so many different ways, guided me through decisions, helped me stay on task, helped me in times when I didn't want to stay in, you know. But I just lived in believe. And so for 2020, the word is steward. And it's a powerful, impactful word. And I was asking everybody to sort of describe what steward means and what do we steward, right? So we agreed that the definition of steward is to take care of, harness, protect. And I think a lot of people think originally, and I think what I thought, honestly, in the very beginning was steward was about money. Because one of my goals for 2020 was to take ownership of finances, right? And so in order to do that, because here's the truth, I've always known how to make money, and I've done it very well throughout my professional life, but I realized that for the last 25 years, I handed every single dollar I ever made over to my husband. And just let Dave, you know, manage it. And he managed our money very, very well. So I never had to worry about it. And I think now when I think about steward and why that word was dropped into my spirit, I believe it's because it's not just stewarding money. I thought that's what it was in the beginning. I've said this over and over, but I believe that between 2020 and 2025, there's going to be a windfall of wealth coming into through our hands. I'm absolutely certain of that. And so I know we need to steward that carefully and intentionally. And then as the more it's starting to unfold the word, I realize it's not just, you know, stewarding money or finances or assets, but there's other things to steward as a club, as an organization, which is really all of us. It's every single member of the club. And so what were some of the things, if we can just talk about that maybe, like the things that we identified that we need to steward as part of the club? Can you guys remember? Because we had a whole bunch of things on the whiteboard. So who wants to?
I remember they mentioned, the club members mentioned people, mm-hmm.
Relationships,
time, relationships. Money, mm-hmm. relationships. What else? Anybody assets. Else have?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Assets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It was surprising how many points of view there were first on what stewardship meant.
Uh-huh.
And somebody, I think, I don't know if it was you or somebody else said, there's a steward on a boat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And when you said that, I went, well, they used to call flight attendants stewardesses.
Mm-hmm. Or stewards,
right? Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah, there's definitely that caring of things. And so I think family was on the board.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of really cool, even education, knowledge was on the board.
Future, potential, legacy, leaders. Yeah, there's quite a bit.
That's good. You had a picture of it, Christian?
It's your Instagram. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Did you like that post, by the way?
Thank you.
I think one, you know, Oscar mentioned how it was interesting to see all the different ideas of what stewarding was and everybody's idea of what we steward or what we need to steward. But I thought it was also really cool that unanimously we basically decided that it was stewarding somebody else's mm-hmm. assets.
Yeah.
Stewarding you know, somebody else's money, you know, just, it wasn't about you. Like really, all unanimously decided that stewarding was about stewarding somebody else's stuff
mm-hmm.
on behalf of somebody else.
Very good. Yeah.
I'll share something from church yesterday and the definition, because it goes hand in hand with what Tim's saying, but a steward is one who has been entrusted with another's resource. With another's resources, and who seeks to manage those resources according to the owner's vision and values.
Mm-hmm.
So my pastor actually didn't talk about the parable of talents, but that just came to me, you know, like so clear, and how it's you can use that parable of, you know, the talents where he gives, you know, one, three, and, you know, two to the different individuals. And you could, you know, say that about anything, you know, your family, your finances, your potential. Mm. And if you don't use it accordingly, it gets taken away. Mm. It goes to the person that actually deserves it. So
you should elaborate on parable of talents.
So I'm not a scholar or anything, but is there anyone that Melina, can you share?
Help.
Yeah.
Help.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Oscar.
I'll give it a shot. So the boss, right? We'll use our terms that people probably recognize better. Mm-hmm. So the boss has three servants and or employees, and he says, "Hey, I gotta hand some stuff off. So I'm gonna give you a number, and each one of them a number. One of them got one, and I think it was 3 and 5, if I remember correctly.
I don't remember
the count, but each one got a different amount, and it really was money that was given to them, and they had to do something with it." Mm-hmm. Right. And one, the guy that got the least operated from fear, right? And he buried it and said, "Hey, I'm not going to mess with it. Stewarding essentially. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to damage it. It's just I'm burying it. It's there.
Keep it safe.
Mm-hmm. The other guys took it and actually doubled it, tripled it, because they did other business ventures and did other things. So when the master comes back, the boss comes back, he says, "Hey, so what happened? What did you guys do?" And one reports back, says, "Hey, look, I tripled it. Here's this. Is that great?" Gives him even more, right? The second one, same thing, doubled it, gives him more. And then the other one is like, "Why are you such a fool, right? Why, you foolish guy, why did you bury it? That's a waste of your talents, right? Because you're not doing something productive with it."
Right. So, it's operating in scarcity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, I don't know if this is correct or not, but the one that always stands out to me is that after all of that, he took what was from the one that he gave one to and the one who just protected it, he took it and gave it to the guy who made the most money with it.
That's exactly right.
Because he stewarded it better.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's exactly right. So did you want to add anything to that, Frank?
No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, that story, it's been applied different ways. Like, it isn't about money. It's like about the gospel, but it applies to Every single Bible verse and everything applies to many different things.
Right.
So in the context of what we do, it actually does apply to that, because what we do is beyond financial. It's like spiritual. So for me, that's a spiritual conversation. The responsibilities that we have, you know, to not just steward but share what we've been given here, and make sure that they realize that it is an opportunity to be shared. We don't share it with people so that they can take it and hide it. We share it with them so that they can share that with their family and other people, multiply, pass it on to our homeowners, the other club members, the account, everything that we've set up. It is all about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the other thing for me is, I guess another way of looking at it is gifts. Mm-hmm. Right. What are your gifts? Mm-hmm. And if you're not using that gift, then if you think back in time, right? If you were given the gift of, let's say, art, and you don't use it, it fades away.
Absolutely, it does.
It goes away.
That's right.
And then no matter how you try to bring it back, what happens is you get distracted and it goes away again. Right. Yeah. So you have to use whatever your gifts are. You have to use them and share them, because that's why they were given to you, was to actually use them. Put them to work, and obviously for good reasons and good purposes, but it's just...
You know, I was just thinking, and I know this is the truth, and I always feel like I need to, you know, there's a fine line in terms of faith and business. Sure. And how we, you know, how we do business and how we do life. And I always say that there's really no difference in the way that I run my business and the way I run my household. And so for me personally, my faith is a guiding factor in every single thing that I do. So the idea that, and that's what the club was founded on. So unequivocally, that is what the club was founded on. And Dave and I, when we opened, we just said, "Hey, this business belongs to God," because we believe that all time is God's time, all money is God's money, and all assets belong to God. So the idea that steward is the word this year, and the idea that we steward things that belong to somebody else, it makes perfect sense, because from my personal beliefs, all things belong to God. And so I do want to steward very, very carefully what we've been given. And a statement that I make a lot is this, and I've been saying it for years, which is that the club and what it represents stands on its own, and it's powerful, and it has the power to change people's lives. And there isn't one person that's more important than the club as a whole, not one. And because we've had, in terms of leadership, we've created an organization out of really nothing other than an ideal, some kind of ideal situation or maybe if you think about it, we've created an organization that operates on volunteers, that operates on the idea of servant leadership. And it really does run that way. And I know that that is a very unique thing because I think that there's lots of churches out there that don't operate that way, which breaks my heart. And I think it breaks God's heart too, frankly. But people don't generally want to just give something away. Like the idea that a church has to pay people to serve others is heart-wrenching to me. You know, when I look at our organization, all of our classes, all of our things are run by volunteers. You know, and I do believe it's because of the foundation on which the club was started, which is that, all money is God's money, all time is God's time, all assets belong to God. So if my time and my money and my talents and my gifts don't belong to me, then why do I think that I can decide what I'm going to do with them, right? What I know is this. I know that back in 2006, 2007, Dave and I were going broke and did not know how we were going to, keep food on the table, what we were going to do. And we knew, though, that our lives were meant for something. We knew that we had been given gifts and talents that we needed to share, but we just didn't know how. And so real estate investing was the vehicle that we used to be able to share our talents, our gifts, which is, how to make money, how to create win-win situations, and how to pay it forward to somebody else. I was just thinking about the four pillars, right, on which we built the business, which is real estate investing is the only true way to wealth. Knowledge is power, but only if applied. You can't do the business alone. You need a team, and that you have to have a pay it forward mentality. And so, like, all of that is something that was kind of given to us and that we chose to live out. And so the organization as it stands right now is it's like this thing, almost like a utopian, I don't know, like a help me, somebody help me with the
a
words
bubble?
I'm trying to
bubble.
It's like a bubble. It's a like I think about it like it's a a bubble, a cloud, I don't know what I'm trying to say. But it's this thing. That is intentional, but you can't really touch it. It's not tangible. It is an ideal. That's kind of what I'm saying. It's like an idea, but it's real. So what is that?
Yeah, what that reminds me of, right, what you're talking about right now is the countless times people have come into the mm-hmm. office and they don't know what it is. They can't put their finger on it. They can't put a word to it. And all they ever say is, it just feels different here. Every time I walk through these doors, it just feels different. And it's that vibe, right, mm-hmm. that's in that office space that allows people to feel comfortable,
safe.
To feel safe, protected, mm-hmm. right? So if we tie that back to the word, right, it's like, just walking in, steward takes
shows
it back,
up,
mm-hmm. right? It's immediately just walking through the threshold. It's like, I'm in a different place.
That's true.
And what's going to happen for me here?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. And you hear things like, man, this finally, I've been looking for this. I don't know what it is, but I've been looking for this, right? So.
Hi, this is Christian Rios. As many of you know, I have been a member of New Wealth Advisors Club for over 7 years and got started when I was 17 years old with absolutely no real estate experience. One of the biggest lessons I have learned from being in the industry is the need for authentic relationships. If you're looking for an actual team locally in Southern California with all the resources needed to close deals, register for one of our free workshops by visiting www.joinnwac.com. Thanks for listening to the Flippin' Off podcast.
But I've been looking for this, right? So
it's something that comes to mind for me. I just have known people in my life that can't steward relationships. Like just are not good at, like, you ever, lots of people come into their life and lots of people go out. And it's I've had lots of friends that are actually not lots, but I've had a few friends that are that way. And it's sad. I think I think we're all given the same opportunity with relationships. I don't think it's any different. I think we all have the opportunities to have lots of different good relationships, but how you steward those and how you show up for those people, it matters. It really, really matters. So I think that's, you know, it's really important for people to recognize, like, if you're seeing that maybe as an issue in your life, then look in the mirror a little bit, you know. Unfortunately,
ouch.
I know I had to do it for myself, because a lot of times you just get so stuck looking at yourself and what's going on and
how you're feeling
mm-hmm. and don't realize that other people are really, we're all feeling the same. Like, actually, we all experience the same things. When you think that what you're dealing with is, you know, bigger or worse than somebody else's.
No one will understand me.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah.
That's the beauty of the club.
Right.
So in terms of the one word, right, and the power of the one word, can you, like, who, like, how have you seen, you know, your one word show up? I kind of shared how it showed up for me, how, you know, I was fearless and then I was love and then I was believe and now I'm live. And so how has that shown up for you? And, like, is there any power in one word? And what is your word?
Yeah, I'll start.
Okay, good.
Last year, my word was commit. And I think the way I chose it was, honestly, I wasn't 100% sure that I was going to be able to stay in the whole time. Like, I was all over the place. I was back and forth. I was very clear that I was back and forth. And at the same time, I knew that this was where I was supposed to be, that I was, you know, I was where I was supposed to, regardless of how uncomfortable it was. So my word for the year was just commit to that. Just commit to staying in, commit to this,
to the process,
regardless of how it looks or regardless of what I can do or how much I can bring, just stay, just commit to this. And so I did that. And the year ended and I was still there and
winning.
Lived.
So did commit show up?
Commit showed up because here's what happened. At the end of the year, I realized, okay, well, I committed, I'm in. And and I also realized I wasn't able to progress as much as I could have, what I was actually capable of doing. So, so in thinking for, pondering the word for 2020, the first word that I chose was consistency, or consistent. And at first when I chose it, it wasn't 100% for me, but I felt like if I was more consistent, then I could progress to where I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And after thinking through it a little bit more, I started looking back at the year and going, actually, I was pretty consistent. Like I was consistent in the things that I said I was going to do. Mm-hmm. What could I have done to progress? Like, what could I have done differently to really grow and get bigger and better and faster? And I realized that I didn't have enough structure. I realized that I couldn't take it up a notch because I was just unorganized, really just unorganized. I have things going on all over the place that I can't. I needed to compartmentalize a little bit more, and so.
That's one of the challenges with an ADD brain.
Yeah, it's all over
sure.
the place.
For sure. Yeah, it's
I have
tough.
A million ideas.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I could mm-hmm. scroll all over the place. So mm-hmm. so what I've done specifically, just to let you guys know what structure looks like for me, is, like, I wake up at 4:30, and for at least 30 to 45 minutes, I just want to vision. I call it vision casting. Or actually, Pastor calls it vision casting. But it's basically just, and for each day, it's different. So I have real estate, and then I have marketing, and then I have club stuff and different things that I want to do. But each one of those days, I will spend 30 minutes just thinking about visions and ideas of things that I want to do. And then I also have a checklist of things that have to get done that week. And so if it's 1 week real estate is more pressing, then that's what I'm focusing on. And then I bounce back and forth. And so I'm still in the process of getting the structure down so that – but it looks like this, like, because my brain is all over the place. For me, it looks like – At this day, on this time, I'm going to be doing this. Like, it's as simple as that, mm-hmm. just so that I know, you know, and then that to me is more structure, so that I know. Otherwise, I won't get to it. Like, yeah, I'll miss it. You know,
it's an interesting thing because the truth is, you know, for the last several years, you've been working a job,
right?
Where, you know, you had to get up every day and your day was planned out for you.
That's right.
And so now, over the last year and a half, you've been, you know, and you've, you know, suffered great loss. And so just trying to make sure that you committed to it. And now you're realizing, oh, it requires real structure to be an entrepreneur because ultimately you don't go to work every day.
No,
and you don't have to. Right. So it's like you have to create structure in your life, you know, as a result of that. So I think it's really good. Love it.
For me, I don't even remember what my word was in 2018. And maybe that's a sign of... why 2019, my word was belief. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I actually don't remember what it was.
Well, we argued about it.
Well, we did. I remember arguing about it, but
Between trust and faith.
Yeah, I never really bought into it. And, you know,
I think. Yeah, that's probably why I don't remember.
Yeah, it's. And. Belief, you know, when I first chose belief in 2019, I thought it meant so many things. Mm. And. It's not till the end of the year and you start to reflect because, you know, maybe I didn't believe or have belief in the one word either. Mm. You know, maybe that's why 2018 didn't really mean anything to me because, you know, I can't say that I honestly lived my one word belief every single day or every week or every month in 2019. Mm-hmm. But by the end of 2019, I can look back and say, no, actually... Yeah, I lived it, or I found myself in a position where it's very true in my life right now. So for 2020, my word is change. Mm. And, you know, I like to think I know what that means, and this is going to happen, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And, you know, but part of me is slightly reserved to say, yeah, maybe I need to wait till the end of the year and see what change actually really meant.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with
that. You know, I can totally try and suggest I know what it means, but clearly belief meant something completely different than what it actually did. So
it's been that way for me every year.
Yeah.
Just so you know, it's been that way. I never understood what it meant.
So I'm trying to keep change more into my, you know, my vocabulary, my business, my life, you know.
Awareness. Being
more
really
awareness
aware
of the word change this year because I had no awareness of the word belief through the year, but it did, but it still showed up in the right way for me. So my word is changed 2020.
Love it. Thank you, John. That's great.
So my word for 2018 was excellence. Mm-hmm. And I've shared in the past how it showed up, and it really just came down to like a spirit of excellence. And I think that's how we even live out our club and the culture where we want to, like, for me, the easiest way, and I mentioned in the past, is if I saw something on the ground, I picked it up and threw it away because that's a spirit of excellence. Mm-hmm. What I would recommend for people listening to this is watch on Disney Plus Imagineering, mm-hmm. and you get such a clear vision of how Walt Disney was and his level of excellence and the clarity he had and what he wanted to achieve. I know I loved watching it.
I did too.
Just because of, mm-hmm. you know, of that and how, mm-hmm. you know the difference from Disneyland and other amusement parks.
1,000,000%.
You walk in and you can tell.
Immediately.
Right? So that 2018, 2019 for me, it was discipline and that showed up. I had a great year last year, you know, from my family to business, and it really was dialing in a schedule and being, you know, I think it goes down to, you know, David's word structure, having that structure. I believe my word even for 2019, clarity, it goes hand in hand with still structure and mm-hmm. discipline. And what I was thinking about is, you know, Henry Ford, you know, how he created automobiles, and people would ask him, how do you do this on this car? And he would say, well, let me pick up my phone and let me ask this person because he knows how to do that, uh-huh. right? And I just want to be very clear on what I'm good at, what I'm not good at. Just stay in my lane. Mm-hmm. That's just what I want to be very clear of, you know, on this year. So, Oscar, don't get mad at me if I say, hey, dude, it's not my lane, bro.
I can't do it.
Sorry.
Love it. Gotcha. Love it. Very good.
So for me, I was 2018, I believe it was discipline. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, 2018 was kind of a blur for mm-hmm. me. So I don't remember exactly how it showed up. I do know that I wrote it on my mirror, and no, that's not true. As I think through it, I mean, I wrote it on my mirror, and every morning I saw discipline, and, you know, and I think I shared on the last podcast about taking on my weight and, mm-hmm. and, you know, David sharing what he shared about being uncomfortable, and I was able to really take it on there. As far as other areas of my life, I'm sure it showed up, but mm-hmm. I've never really looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, 2019, my word was just be. And in looking back, I think how it showed up is kind of like what Christian just said, is being okay with who I am and what my strengths are, and not trying to do everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, stay in my lane, do mm-hmm. do what I'm good at, do the things that inspire me and make mm-hmm. me feel inspired and, mm-hmm. and good about doing them, and be okay with the fact that I'm not good at certain things, and you know, and be okay with just being me.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, in my mind, it doesn't mean not wanting to grow.
Right.
You know, no. Wanting to grow and no. grow my strengths and right. grow my weaknesses, but being okay with who I am today. And this year, you know, when I was really caught in my head a little bit about, like, what is my word going to be? And then you shared, Melina, that the word for the club was steward, and it hit me a little bit, like, oh, you know what, that could be it, but it just felt off a little bit. And then we had a conversation, all of us actually, during one of our meetings, and we worked through it, and it's more being mindful, you know. And so my word for 2020 is mindful, and it's mindful about, like, it's showing up everywhere for everything. It's showing up in being mindful about my relationships, being mindful about my finances, being mindful about just everything. Like, mm-hmm. Being mindful about being disciplined, and being mm-hmm. being mindful about the fact that I'm okay with not being great at that particular thing, mm-hmm. and I don't have to take it on and try to muddle through to I don't need to take on things that are not in my strength, because in the past I would take on things and because I'm just going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would be, you know, maybe 50% as good as somebody else
mm-hmm.
could have done it. You know, I was taking on things that out of pride that I needed to
Ooh.
Be. I was taking on things out of pride to be these, to do everything that there is to do
mm-hmm.
And not doing anything. At 100%, because I couldn't even do the things that I'm good at 100%,
because
I was so buried by
right. all the other things,
mm-hmm. and trying to get good at all the other things. So now I'm mindful about those and my strengths and my relationships and everything. So that's awesome. That's how it's showing up for me.
I love mindful. It's good, 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 good stuff.
So I've had love, I've had fearless, and they've all really have, I guess I've become who I am today more so because of that, those exercises of going through, choosing those words, or the words choosing me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like love, for example, it really opened me and really my heart and my mind to being okay with who people are
mm-hmm.
and still being able to love them for who they are. No matter how much they piss me off, no matter how much I dislike Frank, stop touching me. Right. But I still love you. So fearless was pretty big too, because there was things that were definitely holding me back. And once I was able to face those things, then it became more comfortable, right? And I could continue to move forward. last year was enable.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through this whole acronym thing and all that, mm-hmm. right? But the bottom line was that it showed up in different ways. And a lot of it had to do with the club,
mm-hmm.
Being able to enable certain things to happen and so forth. Enable people, most importantly, right? Enabling them to do what they needed to do. This year, it's balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about it, so there's balance, and I need to have a balanced life as much as possible, because you're always teetering, right? It's never flat.
Mm-hmm.
But that leads to, for me, it leads to delegation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. right? Which delegation means that it forces other people to grow mm-hmm. and do other things. So from that perspective, Christian.
If it's in my lane, bro.
There may be some detours in your lane. But
you can open up some new lanes.
Your lane's going to get wider.
This is a freeway?
Eventually, it'll be the Autobahn. But yeah, it's going to be good. So, but that's really the power of the one word, right? Uh-huh. Is that because you can get focused on saying, ooh, it's balance. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to focus on work and life balance, mm-hmm. right? And no, it's way deeper. Mm-mm. You know, when you really get into this word thing, it's mm-hmm. it's really deep, and it really helps you to grow yourself mm-hmm. and grow others, mm-hmm. which, you know, it's a big power there. A lot
absolutely.
Of power behind it,
so. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Frankie. Stop rubbing him. It's weird.
Don't stop.
I will.
I was listening to everybody's word, and first, I was like, yeah, I know exactly why I have that word and what, how it's going to impact me and all that stuff. And I was like, no, I don't.
I don't know.
But going back, I think the first word I chose was very important when we first did, which was accountable, right? And then I went into restore. And for me, that meant so many different things. I mean, it was relationships. It was trust. It was my own restoring my own belief in myself and all of these things. And so it showed up for me every day. I didn't think about it every day, but it was there for me. You know, it definitely was. And I was trying to be as purposeful in what I was doing with my business, with my personal relationships. And it was really hard because I don't feels like you know, we have words, everybody's got these words, and they're like fine tuning. It's like I had to like basically break down and tear, because the foundation that I was running my business and everything on wasn't one that could be sustained. And mm-hmm. so the accountability, the being accountable, and then restoring what, you know, I don't want to, there's a bunch of different memes that can apply to this, but basically,
memes.
Frank is a meme.
It's true.
More ways than one.
I was very. It was just hard. It was just that, you know, if I look at the themes, like hard, and you know, the words that I might influence some of those words, but. You know, really focusing on rebuilding. I thought I knew what that meant when you guys were coming. When it first came to me, I had no clue. And then I go, oh, okay, I get it. And then you guys were all talking, and I'm thinking about it, and, you know, the depth that that goes to. I have no idea what's going to happen in 2020. But for me, after going through what I went through, I feel a lot more open to input, mm-hmm. to giving people more insight to where I'm at. And like, you know, you mentioned raw. I feel more open to being raw with what's happening with me, what I'm thinking, where I'm stuck. And I think that's what, you know, the foundation of what I was running in my life and doing of was not that. So for me, rebuild shows up like huge, that I have to do that, and I have to approach everything that I do from a more authentic, honest, truthful place from where I'm at, so that I don't have to, you know, rebuild again, so that I can have a better foundation. And
so is your word rebuild, Frank?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought it was open.
No, that's going to come into play, but it's rebuild.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's good.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I like building. Yeah, build is good.
Build right. me.
I was thinking, I feel like the title of this podcast should be Words Matter. Mm-hmm. They really do. There's so much power in words, and I think in so many ways, sometimes we give words too much power, used in the wrong way, but I do believe that words matter. Mm-hmm. We do live in words. We live in language. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's it. Words do matter. And pick your one word and watch how it plays out. And I think the more we talk about our words, the more we're going to live it out, and we're going to see pretty crazy things happening. So We are NWAC, and we are out. Oh, we are steward, and then we're out. Yeah. Okay. Bye. I'm Melina Boswell, your host of the Flippin' Off podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we'd love for you to subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and tell your friends all about us. You can find more episodes of the Flippin' Off podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever else you like to listen to awesome podcasts like this. If you like what you've heard, we'd really appreciate it if you'd follow us on Facebook and Instagram and tell us the stories that you'd like to hear. Tim Jackson is our senior producer. Luke Jackson is our editor. Brothers. Josh Maldin is our producer. Sound design by Frequency Factory. Our executive producer is Mind and Mill. This was all created by Dave Boswell for New Wealth Advisors Club.